So is a college degree just paper at this point? Today, we are talking about whether or not college will be relevant or as relevant as it is today in just a decade from now. So 10 short years. We're going to be diving into all sorts of topics regarding this, including what those top companies are looking for when it comes to their recruits. Do you even need a college degree to get into Google or Apple? This answer may surprise you. And so today, that is what we're discussing on this episode of Hashtag Dad Life, a part of the Beyond Real Estate podcast. I'm Jalen McKenna. With me, as always, is Nick Gumpert, realtor extraordinaire down in Southern Cali. And today, we are joined by Charles. He is going to be joining us for this entire week. And so we are going to be digging not only into this subject, but many more along the week. So be sure to follow and subscribe so you know when those next episodes are released. But we will jump right into this week's Hashtag Dad Life of college. Is it relevant? Right after this.
Welcome to Beyond Real Estate with Jalen, the podcast discussing parenting, real estate, and business. Every week, we go in depth on how to become successful in business and life. Jalen, take it away.
College being relevant, always a big thing, especially if you have kids or you went to it yourself. And you're like, boy, howdy, am I not using my degree for anything? As a philosophy, a guy that went to school for philosophy, there wasn't many business aspects I could use it for to begin with, but my degree is completely useless.
You're well thought out.
The critical thinking they teach in philosophy just completely went over my head with how I could actually use a philosophy degree. But today we are talking about it. Is it relevant? Is it not? A lot of the large companies will get to surprise. They don't care if you have a 10-year degree, 4-year degree, or no degree at all. They're looking for talent. And today we're just going to jump right into this. Nick, do you have a college degree? And if so, do you use it?
I do have a college degree. I would say I use it. So I got a business degree with concentration in entrepreneurship. So being in my space, I feel like it's very relevant. With that said, I don't know, though, that you can learn to necessarily be a really good entrepreneur. You can understand the skill sets, right? But I think the reality is those skill sets change. But with that being said, I guess that's an entrepreneur. You have to be willing to adapt and change and stay curious. So I think it is relevant for where I'm at and what I do. So there's my answer. Charles, let's put that one on you.
Yeah, so I do have a college degree. Specifically, mine is business in sports and entertainment marketing. And I did that for a while, but owning your own business is a little different. I think I'd be in a better position if I did entrepreneurship in college. Yeah, I would say I definitely don't use it as much as I probably would if I was in my other industry before I decided to open up my own brokerage.
So then on that, with both of you having your college degrees, you guys were able to get through more college than I was, because not only did I not get the philosophy degree, I'm a philosophy degree dropout. And I can't say I use it too much in my daily life. But at the same time, both of your guys' degrees were in business. And looking back on it, would you do it again? Or do you think a lot of the lessons that you learn just by being in the entrepreneur space and just kind of jumping, you know, head first into it, do you think that there was much that the college degree gave you over, say, just the average person that was jumping into your respective spaces?
Yeah, I would say no. I would say the college experience was great, but necessarily using the degree or gaining an advantage like over other people, definitely not so much. I mean, like you had mentioned before, talent goes a long way. And there are certain things that, depending on what industry you were trying to work in, you know, you would fall under. So for me, I was always going to be in sales. And so really, I don't think my degree was necessarily that worth it. The experience was great. But in terms of actually utilizing my degree, yeah, definitely not. But I would say, if I were to do it all over, maybe I would do it again, but I would go for something more like engineering or something like that. Degree is actually going to be applied.
On that note, I'll jump in and say, I think it's interesting how much weight we all as a society, especially parents, put into son, daughter, what are you going to study? What are you going to be when you grow up? Because as we've all figured out, that's changing. And I think it's only that much more normal to change. You don't have a job with a 401k that you're at for 30 years. Like that whole aspect that they grew up with, it's just a totally different climate now. And I think it all, that makes college irrelevant, but it makes, in my opinion, what you study pretty irrelevant, because things will continue to change. And technology just smashes down a lot of those barriers that I don't think anybody planned for technology to do what it's done. Because let's be honest, you can learn a ton in the YouTube space and in online education that you could never have even thought of 30 years ago, you know? And so for me personally, go ahead, Charles.
I was going to say, no, absolutely. I agree. You learn a lot. I mean, from online, I mean, nowadays, like, kids have so much more access to resources than we did. And I think I grew up in the space where technology was growing, but we didn't know how to capitalize on it, right? As much as, say, the younger generation does, or even just people who are 3-4 years younger than me can capitalize on it more than I can. And I think that just shows you how the technology has, you know, helped crease or paved the way or even change, you know, the direction or the path of how it was normally, like you said.
Sure. And I'll go as far as to say I would do it all over again for college, even though I don't have those same takeaways to say a degree was so worth it necessarily. I think the structure of it, and it serves its purpose, college does, for that very reason. It gives you structure. It gives you that monotonous, oh, I don't want to go because it's my 7 a.m. class. And it weeds out those individuals, you know? And I think when you do run your own business, you have to make those decisions to say, oh, I don't want to wake up this morning. And I think that's what college 100% provides, is that test for you versus yourself to say, are you willing to commit to something long-term? Are you able to do that? And I think those are all intangibles that we all need, whether you own your own business or not, is to say, can I hold myself accountable and follow through with those pieces? And I'm not saying those that don't can't. I'm just saying it provides that opportunity to do. And I think that's the bigger takeaway from a college environment versus, hey, what degree did you get? And are you applying that exact thing? Because as we've just discussed, it changes in so many ways for unforeseen reasons.
Yeah. On that though, so the structure is one thing, but the list of people that didn't go to college and had seemingly more intangibles, short list would be Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey, Ted Turner, Steve Madden. I mean, you just have to have an eye for fashion in order to make some strides in some industries. None of them had college degrees. And then the companies such as, I have the list here, Google, Ernst & Young, Apple, IBM, they don't actually require a college degree. And that's not just for the entry-level guy that's just, you know, in the basement of Apple's big donut, wherever that is. Look, it's a fancy donut, but in their building, they don't even require the college degrees for the top-level positions there. So I guess for both of you, I'd love to hear, how do you think a young person that's maybe they're at that split in life, or maybe you have kids that are going to be going to that split in life of, do I go to college or do I not? But I am interested in the tech industry. How do you get those intangibles and how do you get that education in order to stand out in a what's becoming a more crowded field in those high paying technology driven industries such as computing?
Yeah, I would say for most people, I think, like I said before, the kids that are the younger generation that are growing up, they have so much more access to resources, YouTube, online educational resources, things like that, that they can effectively learn most computer languages. I mean, I used to work for an educational company, a tech company, and we had Python and all of those, you know, basically on our website where they could go on and they can do those courses themselves. From there, in order to get the job, I imagine you'd have to build a portfolio. So once you learn what to do, you just start building out your portfolio and you can show basically your efficacy, right? Your work, what you're capable of doing.
Yeah. And I'll also say, I think we'll see a shift away from university being such a necessity to skills and trades, right? But primarily in the tech spaces, not going back into our mechanical days of actual hands and building things, but I think it'll morph. And I am looking forward to the day that I actually see the cost of the university going down. Like, I'd like to think that'll be in the next 10 years, but as you guys well know, it's unbelievable to see some of these costs for what it takes to get a bang average bachelor degree. It's like, why am I dropping $200K to get a business degree these days? I would never do that. And I can tell you for that very reason, I will not stress to Diego to say, you need to go to college. Like, for that reason alone, it doesn't guarantee him anything.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for my daughter, we've set up an account, but it's not a college account. We basically have it set up for if she wants to start her own business, she wants to do whatever at 18, if that's college, or that's start her own business, or, you know, travel the world or something. That's what that money is going to be there for. So allow her to experience life, give her a little head start.
Yep.
And so let me go into a personal one. My wife is getting her master's in family therapy, and she got her bachelor's in human growth and development. And she now works for a nonprofit working with families that are basically helping people that have adopted or are fostering. So that's the resource that she gives. And she hates the college education she received purely for the fact that it doesn't actually translate to real world application. And so do you think that would be a reason why more and more people are saying college isn't really worth it, because college has almost become so diluted with what it says it teaches you, but then you actually do get out there in the real world and you go, y'all taught me stuff that it's just unapplicable. Like it was completely useless. That 10 page thesis that I had to write, there's no actual real world application. It's all just theoretical. And when I'm actually on the front lines, I can see I'm not using what I learned in college versus just the daily experience that I'm getting from actually working in the field itself. So do you think that the work experience and the college education are so, there's just too large of a gap to where people actually find that value, especially with the raising costs of college? Or what do you think about that?
Yeah, there's definitely a gap. I mean, and I would think too that in the future, you're probably going to start seeing more schools that are going to do more hands-on learning. So where you're not doing as much theory and you're actually going to be doing more of the application side of it, which I imagine we'll eventually get down the road of that. But yeah, for now, I mean, we're just kind of where we're at, I guess.
But I'll play devil's advocate in this one and say, you know what it still does? It still creates that structure and reference points to come back to. So I agree that it's difficult to replicate something that happens on a day-to-day, because a lot of that stuff just comes up, right? When you have a really crappy client within the real estate space, like, can you really train for that? Like you said, Jay, you can always play those hypothetical cards and you can always role play, right? But it's within that role play, the banana is like, okay, this isn't really real. At least you've trained yourself to deal with that verbally. So when you do find that yourself in that situation, like, okay, I have something to work off of, versus you don't have any of it, you just wing it, you hope you do it right, but you really have nothing to draw back from. I think the other piece to that is, regardless if college happens or not, the importance of the mentor and bosses, right? Because if you don't go to college and you have a crappy boss or mentor, you're going to learn bad ways of doing things, but you don't know what you don't know, right? So if you just copy and mimic and you're like, that's how I learned it, and people are looking at you like, dude, there's a much better way to do it. And you're just like, tell me, right? But if we've only been exposed to one person, versus college does surround you with other voices. And I think that's a good thing to collaborate. And a lot of small group thinking and a lot of, hey, the three of us, we have to come up with a solution to a problem. Like, I think it does foster those environments, regardless if it translates to life and solving problems on a day-to-day.
And hopefully your boss isn't someone that just got their MBA or something and they were hired because of their college degree, because that's going to be pretty rough. And you have no experience in the field, but you got hired because of your college degree. And now you're telling people, I'm a really good manager, but you can't actually help people when they do face those hard in the field problems that they're inevitably going to face. The last article I wanted to touch on was what done by Vox. And it talks about how there's going to be a cliff that all education institutions are going to have to deal with in the coming decade. And that's that those smaller universities that rely on a high amount of people actually going to college, and that number now becoming lower on average, it's not increasing like it was for the past few decades, that the lower enrollment number is now going to start having a lot of universities closing doors because they can't. Even though they're raising their prices, they can't do anything about less people enrolling. Do you think that's a good thing? Or do you think that is something that's kind of troubled waters are off in the distance?
Go for it, Trump.
It's interesting because it's like, is it really troubled waters? I guess it would depend on the size of the university. I mean, if you're talking like, you know, and I know, but like say UCLA or like USC closing, that would be huge, especially in our area. If it's a smaller school, you know, maybe at a school with a way less attendance already, I don't necessarily seeing it as being a bad thing. It just means that they're going to have to go to another school if that's what they truly want to do. And, you know, hopefully it's not one of those schools that has a special program where that's like the only thing they concentrate in. But or maybe if that is, maybe that's the only thing they should be doing. Minimize your resources and your expenses doing other stuff and only focus on the one major that, you know, you're there for.
And to put a little bit more context too, before Nick jumps in, they were saying that the larger universities that have a lot of applicants every year probably won't be facing as many issues as those smaller colleges that are maybe the third or fourth choice. So I'm thinking, you know, community college, your in-state college that isn't as prestigious, maybe it doesn't have a football program. You know, people love their football programs. So with that in mind, Nick, what do you
I think it's bad if you look at it from the perspective of it affects jobs, right? Those are teaching jobs. Those are leadership jobs that have to help maintain those spaces. I think it is bad also from a junior college standpoint if it's alluding to that, because I went that route and it, in hindsight, it was the best decision I could have made. And I think for anybody, because again, why, in my opinion, why would I go to Stanford to drop 80 grand for 2 years for my gen eds when I can go to a JC, drop 8 grand, take that zero off the end and call it a day and then go somewhere for my bachelor. So that's me speaking from that. So if it's directly affecting JCs, I think that's not a good thing. With that said, I think it also creates an opportunity for smaller schools to find a niche and to redefine the education space and say, how do we stay relevant? Knowing our enrollment's going down, what avenues might we now need to pursue? Whether that is more online, I have no idea. Maybe it's things that we haven't even come up with yet, because that's our reality, right? With all this tech stuff, it's like so many jobs have been created in the last decade that didn't exist 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. Can schools start redefining a different way to facilitate education to keep themselves relevant and afloat and maybe cut the overhead costs? You look at a lot of commercial business, right? They've now said, hey, you can be remote at work, still be just as effective. Does school look like that? I don't know, because I think to a degree we're social animals. I think you need that one-on-one contact in some shape, way, or form, but nonetheless, it gets redefined.
Good insight, guys. That was a fun conversation. But for anyone listening, let us know what you think. We have a link to the show below and wherever you're listening or watching this. Comment, let us know what you thought. And be sure to show up on Wednesday, where we're going to be talking about how to fix up a property before you sell it. There's a lot of things that you probably think you should be doing that you shouldn't. And there's probably a few afterthoughts that we're going to touch on that you honestly have never thought of. So be sure to join us on Wednesday. And that's all for this week's episode of Hashtag Dad Life.
Want to see, hear, or listen to more of Nick's take on California real estate market? Check out my links below.
Also, check out the links below for more information on products, books, or references made in this podcast. And please don't forget to subscribe, like, and share.